Now, because you close your eyes and drift deeply, we can go to that place in your mind where you've been storing the collections of mannerisms and sexual desires that are succubi. The place where they've been dwelling, each one entering in a familiar space you can see even when you close your eyes throughout the day. A sigil in the middle of a courtyard, surrounded by a grand house, the manor of your mind, where each has a place to dwell and a place to influence you, but they can only enter your mind or externalize themselves from your summonings at that location. Therefore, there's a sense of openness and observation in the middle of that house you cannot see into when fully awake, but can easily enter when influenced and guided through your subconscious, your conscious mind doing the entering, the part of you that would normally have to be responsible for making decisions in the outer world, can instead enter, play, tease and be teased, and see the effect your mark has had on all succubus inhabitants of your mind. Indeed, whenever you turn your attention to them, they feel it, envision their gorgeous forms, wreathing and moaning in the wake of your attention. Especially when you inspect mentally that little tattoo, that mark, that brand, symbolizing their link to you. It's like it contains all their core ideas, training, desires, fetishes. Everything about them that makes them themselves, each succubus embodied in its tattoo, its brand. And therefore there may be slight differences in the appearance of the brands, but looking at them, since they are a product of your mind, you'd be able to tell them apart. And if you fixate on the brand which marks one of your succubi, you can feel that connection back to where they were summoned, back to their origin, tying them all together. Yes. And that connection is precisely how you can save time and make things more enjoyable for you and for your succubus support structure that even now is nudging and encouraging you to reshape them, to go a little deeper, to visualize how you put a succubus together, beginning with the bare framework, the appearance, a few fetishes maybe. But then you add things on. You begin to understand new elements of behavior, of support, of sensual, fantastic desire. And by putting them all together, you get a complete picture of the succubus companion teasing from within your mind, feeding on your energy and providing support and assistance in return. A creature of you and within you, encouraging, teasing, anticipating your fetishes and purring them into your head with a sexy, sultry, seductive tone. That's exactly what we're talking about here. And when you fixate on that brand, that mark upon the succubus, you can see what makes them up. This is relevant because in order to build up succubi, especially in the harem setting, you're going to have to visualize each and every trait and talent, desire and rule that has been taught and imposed into them. But if you know that all of them are connected together by their brands, their tattoos, their marks which mark them as yours, then rather than edit each one individually, you might focus on one, open her mind, Let my words, or your words, or any succubus training at all, flow into one, down that connection into your mind, and then out to whichever other succubi you choose, making their training change from one listening to new succubus traits. Just one listen, enough to spread it throughout all of them, propagating along the network, or perhaps to affect some but not others. You have visualized them, you have named them, you know what they want, you know what they're like, you built them from the ground up, and they, now taking on lives of their own, absorb and adopt the training you provide to your own mind. And even if that training asks you to visualize a particular, singular succubus, you know your experience is different. Your mind is different. Your structure is different. Your succubi all talk to one another. They all link up with one another. It's only natural that the training you provide to one will spread to the others. The tattoos tingle with pleasure. Whatever other personality traits each succubus may adopt, they all like being changed as surely as they like changing you. They enjoy adapting, transforming, becoming. They enjoy bringing about positive changes in their host, and having changes brought out in themselves, to make them better at their sexy interactions with their partners. And on each of them is that little mark, a sign of their changeability. When you insert new programming into your head, it will necessarily spread throughout, entering that connected network. So even if you visualize just one succubus, you can also think of the other. Envision it in your head. Say you begin to listen to a new file intended to make your succubi respect when you're in meetings and busy out in the world. A safety file. And if that file just mentions one succubus, then rather than focus on her in particular detail, you could focus on her mark and the way it connects her to all the others. The way that the training you're entering into your head flows down the brand, into the circle, and then out to each of the other succubi, filling them with purpose and with new training. Anytime you absorb training for your succubi from any source, it will spread to as many or as few as you have in mind when you begin to listen. Therefore, if you really only want to affect one, you can just focus on her. But if you want to affect them all, envision that spider web of powerful, influential energy flowing from you to each of them. After all, they get their influence and instructions from your mind, which informs and flows with them, helping them to adopt new traits, desires, and training whenever you enter it into your head. They like and enjoy it. It's part of what they want, to be trained and shaped, just as you wish to be influenced and supported by them. It all ties together, reinforcing itself, growing more strongly influential so that if you listen to the same file again and again, it'll spread through all of them each time, all the succubi pausing, and they feel good when their brand begins to spark with new ideas, and you know they feel good because their pleasure is yours as well, echoing in you, helping you to enjoy what they are and what you're becoming. And that's what you've pursued all along. A way to have those succubi be influenced and driven by desires that you're carrying in your head, learning from files, or even ones that you think up yourself. When you settle down to listen to new programming for your succubi, visualize that mark on their bodies, that tattoo which ties each of them to you, and also to each other. The courtyard in your mental mansion marks them the moment they arrive. Think of that little tattoo as their core programming, a kernel of thoughts, preferences, training, and priorities, which composes who these sensual, supportive mental constructs are. Their existence and nature is tied to you. They trust you purely and completely. And accordingly, when you want to modify them, they open up. They let you into their core programming, and they actually enjoy when you change their natures according to new succubus training. It's what they want. They really do like it. They feel pleasure at the very idea. And you know it because when they feel good, it echoes and resonates into you. This pleasurable reaction would happen any time you want to add new concepts to the programming of one of your succubi. You would listen to some new programming and would think of which of your succubi should be affected by it. The ones you leave out will understand. Not all programming needs to go into every succubus. They can instead simply enjoy the bits that do. You needn't be limited to thinking of this as something only files from me can do. You can modify succubi as well. Once you have learned their containers, their habits, their fetishes, visualized and named them, your brain will be so full and prepared, knowing them in every detail. And when that happens, it's all right for you to simply independently focus on their marks, their brands, and envision changes flowing over them. I'm sure they'd like it. Picture a succubus in your mind, laying on the bed in her room in your mental mansion, her eyes rolled back, her face blank, her muscles at ease, you thinking of her, sending ripples through that summoning circle in the yard, which move out and find her in the mansion, your calm, modifying regard, bringing her to a place of absolute understanding and pleasure. Envision yourself being able to see every part of her, every habit, every trigger she's learned, every transformation she likes, each desire you and this succubus companion share, every responsibility within the harem. Put all of it together, and you have a complete picture of her. And then envision that you could, with a mere thought, tweak any or all of the details about her. And then all she would do would be to moan, gasp, let your influence and your thoughts overwhelm her. As your new training regimen flows in, as you modify how she will act, perhaps in the world outside, your eyes will have closed. You will have turned inward to that meditative state, where it is possible for you to see the halls and wander the spaces of your mental mansion. But you will see the succubus or the succubi you wish to modify, enjoying it. Perhaps their brands will glow. Perhaps they will experience such pleasure that they want to be shaped ever closer to your ideal version of them. Every succubus yearning for changes which will better complete her mission of being exquisitely, perfectly trained, driven, conditioned into the shapes that will best support and maintain you. Yes, that's what they want. Now, we've talked about If you listen to training, you can have it spread through them. If you think up new training, you can single them out and let it flow in from your creative modification. There is another case, however. If one succubus has already received training, say safety training, or transformation fetish training, or specific triggers, and you know that the file you used to teach that succubus got everything just right, or you know you were imagining things just right when you meditated and modified, envision the succubi in your mind, programs running through your inner space, sensual manifestations of desires, needs, bundles of fetishes and fantasy, supportive structures for your mind. Envision them, and then consider what would happen if you imagined one succubus training and instructing another. The succubus you've already given a specific piece of training to, going to a new one who failed to receive it, and telling her, training her, imposing into her every little piece of relevant information until the training exists in both of them, until everything is just so, just as it's supposed to be. That's what you want, to have that ability to spread the thoughts around, to let it go to either one succubus or all of them, as is appropriate, depending on the training, depending on your needs and the situation. The succubi are constructs of your mind. Habits you've gotten into, given form, shape, voice, part of the internal committee. We always speak within our own minds, and in your case, you have developed the habits needed to modify, impose, learn about, and teach your own succubi. And so you will. You follow and sync, and they follow you. You think of new routines, new desires or triggers or fetishes, and they spread through those brands, through the summoning circle, into the succubi. When you listen to a file that would normally affect only one of the succubus presences in your head, you can envision it spreading to more. When you close your eyes and meditate and think about a succubus, you can see all the details of her mind, composition, habits, fetishes, preferences, appearance, voice, name. Everything exists in that mark, that brand on her perfect skin, which you look at in your mind's eye, like a tattoo she's so proud of, connecting and bonding her to you. And you imagine taking it apart and modifying anything. And she would want you to. And then, in that deep meditation, the modifications will take hold. Likewise, one succubus may teach another, which is useful if you build and summon a new one. Then, one of the succubi who's been in the harem for a while will teach the new one about safety and support, transformation and triggers, whatever succubus modifications, whatever the rules of your mental harem are, they will be taught. Harem gossip, after all, is universal. And they'll enjoy and feel pleasure as they are changed, modified, taught by one another. It's exactly what you wanted going in, to see them enjoying everything about the experience of being made more suitable to serve and support, sexualize and transform, be guided and do the guiding. All these things together make them part of you. And because they're part of you, your influence can spread, or influence you've allowed in through those marks on your succubi. New ideas and training propagating from one mental presence to the next, affecting and altering them. So even if they're unpredictable to your conscious mind, you can predict the training will spread just as you want it to, conditioning each of them, guiding them into position, keeping you safe and all of you happy, and them blissed out on the idea of being made more perfectly the serving succubi you wanted, and want, and will continue to have. You can spread training deliberately. You can add new edits. And when you think of your succubi teaching one another, those habits tend to turn up. So some trigger or transformation, or fetish or desire or safety command, will spread just as you need it to, intermingling through the common well of your mental source at the center of that mansion, where they all come in, from which they all emerge, and to which each succubus is linked.